Thank you, Bill. Right now, it's time to play the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play the game on our air. Hello, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Julia Perlman from Reston, Virginia.
Hi, Julia. What do you do there in Reston?
I am a consultant for Oracle.
What do you do in your free time besides this excellent computers consulting thing?
Well, I love to go hiking. I'm actually from Chicago originally, so I try to get back down there whenever I have time.
Well, I don't know if that's true, but you've certainly pandered to the audience here today. Well, it is nice to have you with us, Julia. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is the topic?
How I Met Your Mother.
So people are looking to pair up, and they have all sorts of options these days. There's actual Cupid. There's OK Cupid. That is not OK Cupid. This week, we have a story about a couple finding each other in a surprising way. Our panelists are going to tell you about it. You have to pick the one that's telling the truth, and you will win our prize. Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
I am ready.
All right. First up, we have Bobcat Goldthwait.
It was love and bullets in the air when hostage negotiator Amy Schlossenberg answered the call to a bank robbery in progress. The last thing Amy thought was that she would be falling in love, but that's exactly what happened when her eyes met kidnapper and bank robber Justin Shorty Zafiro. Zafiro had taken the bank manager, a teller, and a guard dog hostage during a failed robbery attempt at Cartwright Bank in East Syracuse, New York. Schlossenberg said, "I was extremely proud that no one was hurt that day, and the fact that I met the love of my life was just frosting on the cake." "You can't pick who you fall for. The heart wants what the heart wants," recalled Amy. "When I saw his smile underneath his ski mask, I could tell that he was different than the other guys I had dated. Up until then, I'd only gone out with cops." After Shorty served 8-year sentence, the first thing he did as a free man was to propose to Schlossenberg. This time, there was not going to be any negotiating. Amy said, "I was willing to meet all of his demands." But soon things soured for the lovebirds, and Shorty was back in the slammer. Shorty had gotten Amy's wedding engagement rings from a home robbery. "Sure, I was disappointed, but I should have seen it coming," she said. "I guess there's a reason they tell you never to date anyone you work with."
All right, that tale of a robber who took a negotiator's heart hostage from Bobcat Goldthwait. Your next story of modern love comes from Roxanne Roberts.
When Dr. Julia Harrison first set eyes on Marco Bassamonte, she noticed his thick hair, his beautiful eyes, and his really big nose. Even for the New York plastic surgeon, who's seen plenty of oversized honkers, this was a very large nose. The young opera singer had come to Harrison in despair, believing that his nose not only prevented him from landing leading man roles, but that it was a disaster for his love life. But a nose job could damage his silky tenor voice. So the two worked together for a year, running tests, researching new techniques, interviewing other singers who had the procedure. Bassamonte decided to go ahead, but on the morning of the operation, Harrison closed the pre-op curtain, got down on one knee, and proposed. Quote, "I told him I loved him with or without his nose and wanted to marry him," she told New York Magazine. He said yes, the operation was a success, and Harrison says she's looking forward to having, quote, "lots of big nose babies."
All right, a nasally prominent opera singer from Roxanne Roberts. Your last story of a match made somewhere other than heaven comes from Mo Rocca.
No woman wants to be whistled at by a construction worker. She'd much rather be catcalled by a garbage collector, right? Strange then that when Chris Mico yelled out, "Hey, hot stuff," to Amy Ambrosino from the back of his garbage truck, she wasn't charmed. In fact, she thought he was kind of, well, trashy. Fast forward 2 years when Amy, sporting a new pair of Uggs, walked into a party and saw Chris asleep on a couch under a newspaper. But this is a new, more suave Chris. "Why does every girl wear those Ugg boots? They're hideous," he said, and started harassing her about everything she was wearing, then followed her into another room and started banging on drums while she was trying to make a call. It was clear, Chris was in love. Later, after days of harassing her via text, Amy agreed to go out with Chris. 2 years later, they were married. Their wedding was WWE-themed, presumably Chris's idea. So, ladies, next time a stranger catcalls you, insults you, then starts stalking you, call the police. This is the only time something like this has ever worked out, which is why I'm reading it on national radio right now.
All right, Julia, let's recap. Bobcat told you about the hostage of the heart. Roxanne spoke of the surgeon and the schnoz. And there we had Mo talking about the garbage man's catcall that actually worked. Which one of those is real?
Goodness, those are all very unbelievable. I think I'm going to have to go with B, the doctor.
The doctor, Roxanne's story. Well, to find the correct answer, we spoke to someone intimately familiar with the real story.
I was a trash man. One day I was just driving along and I called this girl and I just kind of yelled, hey, she just kind of gave me a dirty look. And then we got married, of course.
That was Chris Miko, the cat caller who found love. I am sorry, Julia. Mo had the real answer. You didn't win, but you did earn a point for Roxanne. Congratulations, Roxanne.
Julia, I'm sorry. I always feel
no
bad.
Problem.
Thanks for playing with us, Julia. Take care.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Love stinks. Love stinks.